This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this
week? I get so nervous when the show starts.
Yeah, well, it's that show business, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, we've only done this like 450 times, but literally, like whenever I hear that classic intro,
yeah,
I'm a little bit
starstruck.
Yeah, I was like, is that the Tom Reynolds?
Is that Tom saying that?
Wow.
Wow. I guess this is how it all happens.
I never would have thought to match the voice with this face.
Yeah, a voice for radio.
Yeah.
A face for radio.
No. You got a face, Tom.
A face for Broadway.
Do you need to have a good face on Broadway? Everybody's so far away. I guess some people have those opera glasses, though.
Yeah, you got to. And not only do some people have them, the rich people have them.
Yeah, they want to be able to spot an Ogo on the stage.
Yeah, if they're like, oh dear. Oh, they've cast a very ugly person in the role of Mr. Mephistopheles.
I think you're talking about magical Mr. Mephistopheles.
Cat from Cats.
Yeah.
One of the cats.
Tom, I saw Cats when I was a kid.
I saw Cats when I was like a teenager. It was horrible.
Yeah, I thought it was horrible when I was a teenager. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Enchanting.
Oh.
And I don't even like cats, Tom. I'm on record, a dog man.
Yeah.
A dog-faced boy. because when you went in the theater, here's mm-hmm. what happened. You're sitting down.
Yeah.
You're getting comfy. Mm-hmm. The show hasn't started yet, but guess what? In a way, the show had started.
Yeah, it's one of those dumb things where they have people walking around, right?
No.
What?
Stand down, Tom. I'm telling a story of magic from my childhood.
I'm telling a Broadway story.
Broadway story!
Yeah. Welcome to Tim's Broadway Corner, where Tim tells his memories of his time on Broadway.
Memories!
Yeah.
So anyway, there was a junkyard set. That's where the cats hang out in Cats.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. Tim, I've seen it.
The Winter Garden Theater stinks like the garbage dump.
Yeah, it smells like cat piss.
Yeah. It's all about realism. But they had like eyes glowing up in certain places.
Oh,
around
I remember that.
And yeah. I remember at like 6 years old being like, this rules. The production values here are top notch. And then,
yeah, I feel like it all kind of went downhill from there. Like,
yeah, because then the cats come out and start singing and like stroking you and stuff.
Around,
yeah.
Yeah. There's no humans in that show.
No, it's all cats, Tom.
It's all cats. Would it kill them? Be like, let's have a bad guy who's a dog. Or
There's no conflict in this. It's just like, and then the cats play.
Yeah.
And then the cat gets melancholy.
Which, if anybody knows cats, the cats are always fighting.
Yeah.
There's always drama with cats.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Once you get cats together, right? Like, because Heathcliff was just cool on his own, but Riff Raff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right in the name.
I'm just thinking about the cats that were always fighting outside your window when we were roommates.
Yeah, those cats were loud, and they were often in heat.
Yeah. I had to put chili flakes on the ground outside to try and get them to leave
us
alone.
Didn't work. We were going
to
get wolf urine.
Yeah, but I couldn't catch that wolf.
Yeah.
Too hard to catch.
I caught a wolf, but I couldn't make him pee.
Well, that's where the saying comes from.
Yeah.
You can catch a wolf, but you can't make him pee.
How are you doing this week, Tom?
I'm good. You know what, though, Tim? I'm fed up.
What are you fed up with?
I'm fed up with robots. Dumb robots.
Tom Reynolds fed up with robots?
Yeah.
Well, I never thought I'd live to see
I've never
day.
Really been like a big... I like Terminator and stuff, but I've never been... I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted...
The Terminator?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I wanted a robot like more than anything.
Yeah. Why didn't you just build one?
Well, believe you me, I tried. There are many a pots and pan robot in the royal household. They always went bad, though.
Oh, that's what that was the problem.
Yeah, it's always, you know.
So they worked.
They too well in some cases.
Yeah.
They're always like, humanity is the virus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Every time. That was what they all said. No matter if I built them out of pots or pans or both.
Yeah. I mean, it's impressive. How old were you at the time?
Six.
Yeah, but still, can't let that get out of it. That's exactly how it gets out of it. Because a six-year-old isn't emotionally equipped to deal with that.
No. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't get tricked by a robot.
I don't know. I'd have to put him down, strangling him.
Strangling?
Yeah. Well, I built them all with a real neck.
Just advanced robotics.
Yeah. Well, no, the rest was pots and pans, but then, like, the neck was just, you know, it was indistinguishable from a human throat.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of work.
So you just strangled them to death?
Strangled them to death, yeah.
So they were, like, imbued with some sort of life?
Oh, yeah.
Force?
They had consciousness, which was when they would get dangerous.
Tom? Can I tell another tale from my childhood?
Yeah. While I'm doing all this stuff, you're at the Winter Garden Theater.
No. This was at the drive-in movie theater watching Short Circuit 2 with my family.
Wow. It sounds like you had an entertainment-filled childhood.
Yeah. My family was great.
They wanted to expose you to the arts.
Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats and Short Circuit 2 at a drive-in movie theater.
Now, had you seen Short Circuit 1 or were you completely lost?
I wasn't completely lost. I understood that the robot had gained consciousness.
Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah. But like there was I just remember a truly heartbreaking part. I think it's my first like sad memory. I remember like Johnny Five got sad or like was dying or something.
Do not disassemble.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the bad guys were like disassembling him and I felt for this robot, man. So like
cool
unlike
robot.
You, I would have never have been able to strangle
Look,
the life.
I never got any enjoyment out of killing these robots, Sim, but it was necessary for the continuation of the human race.
Right. So now you're angry at a robot. You're fed up as an adult.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know what? I think the reason why I'm mad is because the same thing when I was a kid. Like when you're a kid and you look in like the JCPenney Christmas catalog or something, you'd be like, whoa, they got a robot. Like it's $500 or something ridiculous.
Those robots didn't do jack.
Well, and that's the thing. Then, like, your parents would have to explain, like, that's just like a remote control car that they put more plastic on. It doesn't
actually
do anything.
But then you're still like, wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Wow, really?
A remote control car. I want that.
Although, you've got to see that they've got this this Cars 3 robot car.
My favorite movie, my favorite film.
Cars 3?
Cars 3.
But I was watching the like commercial for it, not like a commercial, you know, it's like a YouTube like promo video for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they can't do this. Like, don't they get in trouble for like subbing in CGI when in the commercial? It wasn't CGI. This thing freaking talks and moves like a cartoon.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who is it? Is it the Hacksaw McGraw?
No, it's Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. I think that's who I was referring to.
But you gotta see this. I'll show it to you during the break. Because like,
is there a punch buggy in the Cars films?
Mm,
I feel like a punch buggy would be a good like
there's
a,
probably like some throwaway jokes. Like I've never seen any of the Cars movies.
Yeah, because we're
adults. I've been on the Cars ride in Disneyland. It's awesome. It's so much fun.
I've seen Disney's Planes and Planes 2 numerous times, but I've never seen any of the Cars films.
It takes place in the same universe.
Yeah. Does it, though?
It does.
Do they make cameos, the Cars and the Planes?
No, I don't know. It might just be assumed.
They're mortal enemies. it's like cats. Like, if a dog would upset everything, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like well, then everybody would just run away.
If the Cars race, they'd like, just scrap a lot, yeah.
They have no idea that the planes have consciousness.
So
that would terrify them.
What the hell? These are just transportation devices.
Yeah.
So you're fed up with the fact
that you're jealous
of kids today.
No. This thing's awesome, and I'm not jealous of kids because I could buy this and I might. And it's like $300, so a kid can't buy it. But
get
I could.
Get a job, kid. Well, Richie Rich could do
Richie
it.
Richie Rich could buy one. Yeah. One.
He had a roller coaster in his backyard.
Is that true?
Absolutely
wow.
true.
Wow. But I feel like a lot of the robots nowadays that they're pushing on us are the equivalent of those, like when you're a kid and you're like, whoa, cool. So I just saw they had this robot policeman in Dubai now. Because,
wait,
you know,
nobody's going to respect it.
Well, and that's the thing, because I'm like, you know, Dubai is like the new city of the future now. So of course they've got, you know, they've got like Lamborghini police cars and stuff. I think the whole
Lamborghini police.
Yeah.
Book it. It's the Lamborghini police.
Dubai.
Lamborghini fuzz.
Dubai looks like they took like my, you know, like drawings from when I was seven and built a city. So they've got this robot policeman, but like, yeah, nobody's going to respect him. And so the way this robot policeman works is he's just going to like be on patrol. And if you want to report a crime or something, you do it on his touchscreen chest.
Ugh.
Yeah. Nobody wants a, you know.
Touch a,
And then how do you know he's not going to be like, you are assaulting an officer.
Yeah.
Exterminate.
And also, it's taking your fingerprints, you doofuses. You know, that's why you never touch a cop. Because if you ever touch a cop, that's why a cop is always trying to trick you into shaking his hand.
Yeah,
because then they go right back to the station house and dust their hand for prints.
In the locker room, there's like a hole. There's dust for. There's like a shower, but it's just with fingerprint dust.
Yeah,
and they're like, "All right, boys, catalog all these prints.
Yeah, for now, you're in the system."
But then, like, have you seen they're experimenting with these like delivery robots? For like Pizza Hut and stuff, or like Domino's,
like drone around. Delivery.
No, like
I don't like when they. Here's my pet peeve about robots: when they call things robots that aren't in the shape of a human being.
Well, you're thinking of androids.
Yeah, potato, potato, or, right?
No, a robot can be in any shape.
Yeah, I know, but like, I guess I like that R2-D2 fella.
Yeah,
and the BB-8, he's a robot, but he's just a soccer ball.
Well, and those are
that's a toy that impressed the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I almost bought that toy, Tom.
Yeah, well, yeah, and he still can. They're probably not going to make any more toys out of this movie.
Missed my chance.
So they have these like delivery robots, where it's basically just like a little refrigerator on wheels. But as of now, they've got to have some dope following it with a remote control. Because these things can't, you know, like, actually navigate the streets themselves yet.
Yeah, well, a driverless car still needs a steering wheel these days, Tom.
Yeah.
It's,
but that's the thing. There are all these news stories, and they're like, a drone that delivers your pizza? It's like, no, it's basically just a motorized push cart that's delivering my pizza.
It's a publicity stunt, Tom. Yeah, well, get with the times. Get with the marketing.
I just want a man to bring me my pizza. Sorry if that makes me old fashioned. Or a real robot. I'll wait. I'll sit on the sidelines until, you know, you got a real robot.
You're going to sit on the sidelines and not order a pizza until a robot a robot that doesn't need a man controlling it can deliver it to you.
Yeah.
You're just going to quit eating pizza.
Or what I don't understand is if Domino's is getting publicity with this, you know, like little college refrigerator on wheels that's bringing you your pizza.
Where do you get your news?
Robot Weekly.
Pizza Robot Weekly.
No, I get my news from Robot Weekly and Pizza Daily. But I don't understand. If Domino's is getting so much publicity, if I were Pizza Hut, I'd be like, yeah, here's our new robot. His name's Ronald. And just tell one of your employees, you got to pretend to be a robot from right.
Why would they name it give it the same name as Ronald McDonald?
Robot Ronald, because it's an alliteration. And they're like, we're going to like glue a circuit board onto
Reginald,
the back of your neck.
Robot Reginald. Reginald the robot.
Reginald the pizza
it
robot.
It sounds messed up, but Ronald McDonald sounded like an asshole before they, you know, dressed him up and he won our hearts.
How do you know he sounded like an asshole? You weren't around. There's no record. There's like a Ken Burns documentary. At first, everybody thought Ronald McDonald sounded like a real asshole based on his name. But once they saw it was a clown.
Has there been a McDonald's documentary?
I don't think so.
That'd be fascinating.
There's that movie, The Founder.
Yeah, and that was good. It was about the founding of it, and it was about one man.
I would think they wouldn't get cooperation.
Guess what?
What?
Do you think freaking Robert E. Lee and and the rest of those jokers were like, yeah, no, we'll cooperate with this Civil War documentary?
Yeah.
No. You just go in and you take the footage.
Take the footage from the archival footage from Robert E. Lee's family?
Yeah, I guess that's what they did. I don't know.
Stonewall Jackson?
Methods.
Yeah. I think he made a lot of that stuff up.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Well, Tim, the day's almost here. By the time this episode comes out, years from now, the Wonder Woman movie will be out. This weekend in America.
Yeah, that's...
I can't speak for other rinky-dinky countries.
Now, I'm hoping the timing's right, because as you said,
mm-hmm.
We're recording this years ahead of time. So.
But based on how well Superman Returns is done at the box office, I can't imagine that they're not going to greenlight a Wonder Woman movie 7 years from now.
Did Superman Returns flop? That was Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh and what's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. I want to say Kevin Kline, but that's not right.
Do people like Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
I like Kevin Spacey just fine, but it seems
people
like...
People like House of Cards a lot.
Yeah, it just seems like... I don't watch House of Cards.
Yeah, he does this a lot. Well, I'm the president.
Right, I feel like sometimes people mock him.
Uh-huh.
In that role. And then the only other thing I see of him is him at like award ceremonies.
Yeah.
And it's like, calm down, buddy. We all you're in. Like you're famous. Like you don't have to keep proving yourself.
Yeah,
you don't
he
have
has
to,
an
like,
Oscar, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's always just like I feel like he's always like trying to like stick his head in other people's shots and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm here too, Kevin Spacey. He's like, we know you're there. You're a prestigious actor. You're doing all right.
He's like, how about me, Kevin? I can do my Jack Lemmon impression.
Yeah.
Everybody'd like that. But yeah, he won an Oscar for his role as Lex Luthor in Superman Returns.
Right. Just recently.
Just recently.
So the Wonder Woman, or as
Wonder
I call
Woman.
Her, Blunder Blumen.
Blunder Blumen. Tim, yeah. Why would you call her
Well,
that?
You got to preserve the alliteration, is what I say. And she's always making blunders.
She's always acting like a Blumen.
Now, Tom, this is a classic Tom episode. Because I don't know anything about it. I legitimately don't. Like, sometimes we're like, who's Batman? Whoa, Batman's Bruce Wayne? Oh, that's crazy. But I know these things, guys. I'm not as dumb as I
Look,
sound, act.
It's all of a big ruse.
Yeah.
Feel.
This, I genuinely just don't know anything. I blame the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
for not teaching. Like, we were pretty much taught about Batman and Superman in school.
Yeah, during history class.
Yeah. But like, I feel like we are taught about, like, the beginnings of the Superman comics or something in high school at some point. Like,
I don't think
not
so.
Like we read the issues, but it's like, and then in like the 50s, Bob Kane did this stuff, and it's like, all right, cool.
It was the 30s, and it wasn't just him, it's Bill Finger too.
Bill Finger.
Yeah. Bill Finger was the real guy behind it. Bob Kane.
I feel like that happens with every single comic book creation where it's like one guy gets all the glory and then there's some guy that you've never heard of that really.
Well, especially like in the early days. You got to realize that no one had any idea that any of these things were going to become the most profitable entertainment.
For a time.
For a time, but it's been a while now. And I mean, they've been...
been a while, but half these movies, like, well, 90% of them nobody likes.
No, that is absolutely not true. 90% of superhero movies... people don't like.
Yeah, people are always disappointed or just like, yeah, it's fine.
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, people like...
I just judge you, I guess.
Yeah, but
you get excited for them and then you go see them and then you're just like, oh no, of course I wasn't going to like Suicide Squad, but I saw it opening night and paid $55 to sit in one of those shaky seats that shoots water at you.
And wind. And sometimes they have burning smells.
You should burn all you... people with cigarette butts.
Well, that would that would really add to the immersion.
That was a sentence that was full of landmines, and I didn't get out completely unscathed. What I meant was comic book fans,
yeah.
who overpay for movies that they don't want to see, should get burned with cigarette butts.
It's not overpaying, and they are movies I want to see. That's why I go see them.
You told me that you hated Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
And then you saw it opening night?
Yeah.
And you saw it in the theater with the shaky chairs?
Yes. It was the first movie they were showing at the theater with the shaky chairs.
And then you're still all shook up from it. You hated it. Uh-huh. So what did you do? You bought the special edition Blu-ray and watched the extended version.
No, I bought the digital version. And yeah.
Oh, wait, did you buy it? Let me ask you this.
No, I did buy that one, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it was the only way to get it, so you could watch it at midnight. And I had to...
watch that the first minute you could.
Well, damn thing's 3 hours long, Tim. Mm-hmm. If I started at 1 a.m., I wouldn't get to bed till the sun came up.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, everybody's excited about the movies all the time. So
hooray for Hollywood!
Shut up in your face!
Look, I'm fine. I'm not some kind of negative Nancy that's coming in here.
You are.
I don't think so.
Negative Ned, maybe.
Negative. What's a handsome man's name? Neil, Sam Neil.
Your regular negative Sam Neil.
Yeah.
Handsome man. That's the first person that comes to your mind. Sam Neil's like in his late 60s now.
Yeah, and...
well, and he's still got it.
But like, what's a handsome man's N first name? Right? N names are for wieners. Ned.
Yeah, Ned Neil, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He's a wiener.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me tell you about the stars.
Save it, nerd. But anyway, Wonder Woman coming out.
Yes. Are you going to see Wonder Woman on opening day?
I don't have tickets reserved yet.
Why not? Because of the patriarchy?
Because of the patriarchy. The opening night, unfortunately, conflicts with my men's rights activist meeting.
I mean, it's an important meeting, Tom.
Well, yeah. We're protesting.
Got a real tough time.
But I believe that the Shaky Chairs Theater, which is my favorite theater to see these motion pictures at.
Do you want to give it a plug, Tom?
It's the Union Square Regal.
That's your favorite place to see a movie?
No. I hate it, actually, but they've got the shaky chairs.
Yeah.
My favorite place nowadays is Alamo Draft House in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's a good place.
who they are doing.
You know what my my favorite theater is?
What's that?
The Art House Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I dumbed it down for you. The Art House Cinema.
The Foreign Film Center.
Yeah. They only have black and white projectors.
Tim, it's not the projector that makes a movie black and white. You're overpaying for that.
It's not the projector. It's the director. And that's the motto that we have down at the Art House Cinema. We follow a real auteur kind of model.
Yeah.
Klaus Kinski. Is he a guy?
You tell me.
You're the film buff. Yeah. And others that you wouldn't have heard of, so I'm not even going to bother disgracing their names by putting them in your ears.
You were also struggling to think of somebody involved in the Civil War besides Robert E. Lee before.
I was going to let it slide. Yeah, and then you were like, it's Stonewall Jackson. Name a third guy, Tom.
Abraham Lincoln.
No. On the Confederate team.
Hitler.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler.
Can't argue with that. Sorry, Wonder Woman. So you're not going to go see it because you don't respect women.
The theater, the Shaky Seat Theater, is currently showing Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Men Tell No Tale or something, or Dead Man's Tale, which makes sense because from the advertisement, they're like, you know, pirates, rain and wind and sails. We got all that in the theater. We got it made in the shade here.
Ghosts,
but there's no
dead
shade.
Men. We have dead men in this.
Dead men. So I don't know, but maybe it sounds like that movie really stinks. So maybe they'll bump it out of the Shaky Seat Theater.
It seems to me that Wonder Woman is a can't miss summertime
blockbuster.
Hit.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You got nerds like you, right? But then there's women.
Mm-hmm.
That are going to be like, finally, a movie about a woman that is a blockbuster with a female protagonist.
And a wonder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be a hotbed of activity in the theater.
Well, but, you know, will their husbands let them see it?
Now,
that's a big question.
Now, are you joking? It's the real question.
That's the question on Hollywood's mind. That's what makes it so risky.
Brother.
They'll probably be rolling out an ad campaign like, let your wife go see Wonder Woman.
So the Wonder Woman film
is
the first ever Wonder Woman film?
Yes. Wonder Woman's been around for like 75 years. Almost, I think like 73. I think she was 1939.
Okay, that's really boring. That's the same that's the same year as The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
1939.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm thinking of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. You're frequently thinking of The Wizard of Oz.
Always.
Your hero, the Cowardly Lion. Your biggest role model.
Anyway, Tim, what were you going to say about Wonder Woman?
Can I ask some questions about her?
Yes, sure.
All right.
Now, keep in mind two things. I'm not super well versed in Wonder Woman.
And why is that?
Because I'm a man, Tim. I don't read girl comics.
Now, what percentage are you joking right now?
It's not that she's a woman. It's that I'm not really into like God stuff, religion.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. This answers some of my
questions.
She's
not like, so thing that I like about Batman and Superman is that they're sci-fi. Like even Superman, it's ridiculous, but it's still.
I wish we didn't do this.
It's still science fiction because the idea is he came from a different planet.
Right.
Whereas Wonder Woman, she's not magic, but it's like kind of magic.
Let me ask you this, Tom. Mm-hmm. The famous comic book character, the Riddler, says, riddle me this, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Thor movie the day it came out?
Not the day it came out.
The weekend it came out?
Actually, the first Thor movie, not to brag, I saw in England before it came out in America.
So,
But I didn't read Thor comics growing up. Like, I didn't know anything about the character
You know what I call them? Boar comics. Yeah, I'm sure. Boars like you.
Yeah, we all know you're great. Your great jokes about the mighty boar and blunder blooming.
It's a lot of B words.
Uh-huh.
Just wait till we get to the Blooper Man episode.
And Batman.
Yeah. Well, then I switch it up.
Hat Man.
Hat Man, because he wears a funny hat.
He wears kind of a hat, if you think about it.
And then I'll draw a funny hat on him.
Well, he's already wearing kind of a hat. It covers part of his face, too,
it's still a hat.
You're,
I remember one time you made fun of me for not knowing what a cowl was, as if, like, the only reason you know it is because, like, you're a grown man.
Well, you were talking about,
like
an actual, like, fashion cowl.
Yeah. Because I wanted to get one. I look smart in a cowl.
Yeah.
I look great in a cowl is what the fashionistas say.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I'm going to
Wonder Woman.
Okay. So.
So I was going to say the first thing that I wasn't, like, a fan of hers growing up. The second thing is her origin. She doesn't have as concrete, and that's kind of one of the reasons why she's a super popular character, but why she's not necessarily as popular as Superman, Batman. Like, everybody knows, Batman's parents were killed.
They made movies about
Batman's them. From another planet. Wonder Woman, they've changed her origin a few times.
Yeah, but they've, look. God knows how Spider-Man got his powers, right? I don't think they've ever even addressed that
in the movies.
Yeah,
it's one of the big mysteries of Spider-Man.
So, like, that's not necessarily an Achilles heel. Okay, so here's my questions.
Hold on. I should probably have my DC Comics encyclopedia with me.
You have a giant book, a literal encyclopedia. Yeah. But it's about comic books, not about smart
stuff. Well, it's only about
stuff.
DC Comics.
Yeah. All right. Wow, that's an impressive noise it made. You are literally asking me to stop talking.
No,
so
you can keep
flip
talking.
Through this.
All right, here, I got it.
Okay. Is Wonder Woman an alien?
No.
She is a god, you were saying?
Would you like me to read the...
You're reading from a tome.
Wise as Athena, stronger than Hercules, swift as Hermes, and beautiful as Aphrodite. Wonder Woman is Diana, daughter of Zeus.
Oh, she's, Zeus I've heard of.
Yeah. She's also the god of war, queen of the Amazons.
Wait, god of war?
Yeah, but Ares is kind of too.
But wait, wouldn't that make her bad? War's bad.
Let me finish reading all of her introduction.
Oh, God damn.
And a founding member of the Justice League. After her childhood learning the arts of war on the island of Themyscira.
Bustus League, because it's a bust.
she ventured into the world of mortals as the Amazon's ambassador of peace and became a powerful ally of Superman. But.
Not his girlfriend.
Sometimes his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, Tim, you want to see a picture of him kissing?
Yeah, I do.
Hold on. It's in the bathroom.
You had a framed picture of Superman and Wonder Woman.
That's them kissing.
Man, and there's like a lightning storm behind
them.
Are they causing that?
They're kissing
with their
up
kiss?
In the sky, Tim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. An alien and a god. A god. An alien and a goddess.
But then there's also the
tale as old as time.
But then she has a different origin. Her earlier origin is that she was sculpted from clay by her mother, Hippolyta, and given life by Aphrodite. Along with superhuman powers as gifts by the Greek gods. But then, they updated it to make her the daughter of Zeus. Yeah, and she grew up on in Themyscira, which is an island of Amazons. All women in this island, no men.
Where's that located? Greece?
It's like off the coast of Greece. I don't know how they're going to address it in the movie as like an island that, nobody knows exists.
I got something over here, Tom. It's an Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Yeah, Tim, you've got these rags while I'm reading from encyclopedias like a genius.
I won't sit here and have you badmouth Entertainment Weekly.
No, of course not, Tim. But there's a time and place. But it's not where I go for my reference.
And here's what I'm seeing.
My reference materials.
And I don't read this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the pictures.
Yeah, you're just going, when you say, here's what I see, you're just going to relay what some of these stills from the movie.
Yeah, and I just have one comment. They're all riding horses.
Yeah.
Is this some sort of Willow situation?
Clarify that.
Like, this does not take place in, like, modern day real world.
Well, the movie takes place in during World War One, at least the majority of the movie.
Okay.
But Themyscira is, like, kind of stuck in...
Themyscira?
Themyscira.
Themyscira.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim, just because it's an island of women, they name it Themyscira.
Well, I thought maybe they did because, you know, comic books aren't really known for being great on, like, gender stuff.
Well, her early, like, early Wonder Woman was all about bondage. It was for, you know, like, 30s creeps. And we're like, yeah.
They go to this doesn't add up, Tom, because she was debuted in 1941.
40s creeps. They went down to the newsstand like, see, what have you got? What have you got? I'm a real creep.
Old time creeps got off easy, right? Because, like, I mean, it was probably harder to be a creep.
Oh, I thought you meant they got off easy because, like, there was so little material. When they would see something, it would take absolutely nothing for them to, you know, get off. What, is it time for an ad? Was that what you were looking at?
I think maybe we should start over.
But yeah, so she's also like immortal.
Then what's the fun in that?
No. What do they call it? It's like functionally immortal. Like she can be killed, but she doesn't like age. She doesn't get old.
Oh, okay.
Like a jellyfish.
Okay. So
you know,
it's a
like
woman
jellyfish
with the
are immortal, like, or some are, but you can still kill a jellyfish. Just look at the sand. There might be one washed up. Dead. And where's your immortality now? Probably in Amazon, Tim. It had the mistake of washed up on Themyscira. Well, these Amazons stick a sword to it.
Very interesting. It's a very interesting story you're telling.
Yeah. Watch a documentary once in a while.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, back on track. Yeah. I have more questions about Wonder Woman.
Okay.
In general, before we even talk about this new movie starring
Gal Gadot.
They made a Wonder Woman movie and they were like, we gotta
get a gal. Give me a gal.
Give me a gal, and the secretary was like, right away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, looked up gal in the phone book. And she kind of looks like Wonder Woman, so it's good.
Well, yeah, Tim, she looks like Wonder... Yeah, they usually cast somebody who looks like the character.
I assumed they cast her based on her name being Gal.
No, it was like...
Because it's for the gals.
This woman, her name's Gal, and she looks like Wonder Woman. Perfect. She's also Israeli, so she's got like a little bit of an accent, but like, so, you know, that
just
gives
like
her...
any kind of accent works.
I feel like an Israeli accent works well for being like, because they don't want to like give her a just like a straight up Greek accent because she's not supposed to be Greek, but she's related to Greek gods. I don't know.
So is this movie an origin story?
I believe part of it is. Actually, I don't believe that I know that.
Okay.
But the origins are told through flashback, I believe.
Ah, the fabled...
Flashback.
Flashback. Linda Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to have a fun cameo in this?
I don't think so.
She's still with us?
Yeah, she's in Supergirl.
Then why the H wouldn't they put her in this Wonder Woman movie?
Because she's in Supergirl. Why do you need... I don't like, I've never been impressed with them having like you know, the old person who played the character,
like at the as the clerk in the convenience store, yeah, being like, here you go, and then like winking.
I remember as a kid always hearing about Adam West was furious that he wasn't in that 89 Batman movie.
They should have put him in there and made him look like a buffoon, and he still would have done it.
He wanted to be Uncle Batman. That's what he wanted his role to be.
Uncle Batman? What does that mean?
Like, he wanted to be like...
Is that a character in lore?
No, there's no...
Wait, hold on. Take out the DC Comics encyclopedia again.
No, there's not... I have the index memorized. There's no Uncle Batman character. Because obviously he can't be Batman's dad, Thomas Wayne. He died. So he was like, I'll be his uncle. It's like, no, the whole thing is that he had like really no family to help him.
And that's why Alfred. Because like otherwise that'd be weird. He'd be like, I have these living relatives, but I'll live with my butler.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing weird about that.
I'll tell you another thing, Tim. I watched the Lego Batman movie the other day.
Yeah. Was it loud and... God, it was nonstop.
So loud.
Jesus
and
Christ, I tried to watch the Lego movie on a Play-Doh. I lost my mind.
I had to watch it in two parts. I just thought, kids movie. Yeah, this is a kids movie. It's 2 hours long. So an hour in, I was exhausted. I was like, this movie is nonstop. I didn't love it. There were parts of it I liked.
You didn't think it was respectful enough to the character, did you?
All right, so there's two things that I didn't like that are not true of the character. First, they put too fine of a point on the idea that Alfred is the father figure and that Robin is like his son. He is his son. He's his ward.
Did you think that was subtle in all the other
instances? No, but like they literally have Alfred being like, I'm your dad, like saying it to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, because it's for Tom.
I know it's for kids.
Yeah, this is for children. Like, it's all for children, but, like, this is explicitly, like, made to appeal to children.
So that's one thing that I didn't like. But the other thing is, in this second DC animated movie, where they keep trying to, like, recast Batgirl as a love interest for Bruce Wayne.
It's his sister, for Christ's sake.
It's not his sister. Tim, he had no other family. It is Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
So I don't.
But Gordon's not that much. Like, he's older than Batman, but he's not like, you know, he's like 15, 20 years older.
Yeah, but this is an Elseworld. I learned that from you.
Yeah.
I learned it from watching you, Tom.
But it's a gross thing because in the, like, Batman, he kind of is an Uncle Batman to Batgirl in the
Yeah, but not in this. Now they're closer in age.
Yeah, well, they got to
stop making yellow plastic, man.
Stop trying to make Batman and Batgirl a thing, everybody.
Everybody's shipping them?
Yeah, except nobody is, except Hollywood. All the true
Hollywood
fans.
Hollywood, a bunch of dang shippers.
Yeah, all the true fans are like, no, this is gross. Don't make these. It would be like if they were like, we're going to reboot Inspector Gadget, and guess what? This time he's going to fuck Penny.
You took it too far with that one.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what Hollywood would love.
But what if it was like, but in this one, Penny is a woman his age and not related to him.
Right. They
and
would
then
do
you
all
have
that.
To be like, but that's not.
It would just be like
to
this
the
is
source
un-
material. Then watch the old show. It's great.
I do. I watch it all the time.
He's got a helicopter that comes out of his hat.
Yeah, and he's got legs that have springs in them.
I don't think that helicopter would work, by the way.
They wouldn't be able to generate enough lift.
Yeah.
It would have to be rotating very fast.
Yeah, like it's the diameter is not enough, right?
It would have to be going too fast.
Yeah.
Although, we don't
and
know.
Also, like,
no, you know
what's
what?
What's powering that thing, right?
Him. He has a nuclear heart.
What?
Yeah. I was going to say, we don't know what kind of metal Inspector Gadget's made out of. He might be very light. Inspector Gadget might weigh like 20 pounds, all told.
Yeah, but then if somebody punched him, he'd just go...
No, but if it's like a very strong but very light, like titanium or something.
Even then, you just pick
Nobody
him up
ever
and...
punches him. I don't think he ever got into violence with the mad agents.
I wonder if he'd be able to beat up Inspector Gadget, because he didn't seem so tough.
No.
But he just had a lot of... To gadgets. Be honest, yeah, he did have a lot of gadgets.
Yeah.
The name fits the man, or whatever the hell he is. Robot? Cyborg?
I guess he's a cyborg. They never explain what happened. Like, presumably there was an accident.
You know what, Tom? And that's the way I like it. You know they're gonna go to this well at some point where they're gonna have a grittier.
Yeah, grittier. The first one was pretty gritty.
No, because it's not gonna be gritty, but they're gonna like. Yeah. They're gonna do like that Broderick film didn't do it justice.
Oh, like the newer Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and they're gonna like explain how it all happened, and everybody's gonna get mad.
Yeah.
Because it's not the thing that they want it to be, but like. And embrace the mystery of Inspector Gadget. If there's one thing that I hope outlives me is the idea that we should not be overthinking Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, there was something I just saw that they're like, oh, we're going to dive into the mythology behind it. It's like, no, that's what makes it cool.
Yeah, just show us the stuff, man.
Anyway. You know.
Show us the helicopter, man.
Yeah,
bro.
That's all. We just want to see the helicopter come out of his hat.
Tom. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this invisible jet.
I don't think it's going to be in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the one thing that anybody knows about Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I don't know how she got the invisible jet, and it doesn't really make
sense. Who cares? She has it.
Yeah.
How'd she get the costume?
That's like a war armor. And actually...
No, that's never existed.
It had... Tim, you know anything about Themyscarian history? And also, apparently in the movie, the reason why, like, the chess piece is red is because it's stained with blood.
What did you, what, the chest piece?
Yeah.
They said the chess piece, and I was like, what are we?
The rook. Yeah,
you're assuming I know way too much information about this.
But yeah, I don't know how she got the invisible jet. No, her big thing is the lasso of truth, Tim.
I don't know what that is.
Tim, it's the lasso she has. You know she has a glowing one. No, it glows.
Did that happen in the beloved Linda Carter?
Yes. Okay. That's always been like a canon thing. Because I told you it was for bondage freaks
at
first.
She has a cannon?
No. She has a lasso, though. And get this. When she ties you up in the lasso, you got to tell the truth.
Otherwise what?
You just can't. You can't lie with the lasso of truth around you.
It's like truth serum, huh?
Yeah, it's a truth lasso. That's why it's the lasso of truth. So she's got that. She's got a shield.
They should make like a sassy version of Wonder Woman where mm-hmm. she's like at brunch and she puts the lasso of truth around her boyfriend and it's like, so is this going anywhere? You know what I mean?
So that's what you would like. Tim, you sound like a Hollywood executive now.
Yeah, this would be
nobody wants to see a woman fight.
How many pitches, when they were like, all right, we're going to make a Wonder Woman movie, how many pitches do you think they were like, let's make it like Sex in the City?
Yeah. It'll be great. Women love brunch, and they're always mad at their boyfriend.
For not committing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she would use this lasso. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
So she's got a lasso. She's got a sword. I think the sword is called like the God Killer or something.
Whoa, she kills God with it? That's not a good idea.
And then...
A horse? She rides a horse?
She rides a horse. I don't think she has like her own horse though.
Mm.
It's not...
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, horses come and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's immortal. Yeah. Yeah.
How long does a horse live? About 20 years?
No. An immortal horse. Just the phrase immortal horse scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. Imagine all they'd learn.
Oh, imagine how many heads they could kick in.
She's got the shield, and then she's got the bracelets of victory. That's the bracelet she has. Those are indestructible.
Lasers?
No, but they like channel her power and they can deflect bullets and stuff.
Mm.
It's also not clear.
Here's the problem, man.
What?
Like Superman,
mm-hmm.
like and Spider-Man,
yeah.
and the Batman,
mm-hmm.
they all have like things that are like less like amorphous, like
that's
Superman
what I'm
is just like his skin. You can't penetrate it with bullets. He's the fastest guy on Earth. Maybe the Flash is faster than him. We don't know, but like he can fly.
We do know. They've raced.
Right. And it's, every time I've seen them race, it always they always like, yeah, it's always like not about the if who won. It was about the story that happened. It's, I don't care. It's, show me the results.
Show me the results. Got a lot of money riding on this race.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this whole episode of the Batman Superman hour where Superman races a Flash, mm-hmm. and I had to sit through all that. Just show me the times
with
at
your
the end.
Ticket in hand.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I don't know about this.
Maybe show me the highlights.
Yeah.
If it's a particularly good race. What were we yeah. All her powers are just like, yeah, it kind of channels her thing, so it can kind of do this stuff.
Exactly.
The Lasso of Truth is pretty good, assuming she uses it at brunch. but, like, everything else just seems like, yeah, she's, what'd you say? She has a sword?
Yeah.
What does a sword do?
It cuts people, man.
Yeah, but like, why doesn't, like, Batman has a batarang, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's a specific thing.
It's a
to
boomerang
him.
Shaped like his yeah. logo.
Like, Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And I know he's not DC. I don't. Yeah. Every time I say Spider-Man, it looks like you're going to jump down my throat. I understand.
But he's got but web shooters.
He's got web shooters because yeah. spiders, webs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like Wonder Woman. She's got like these things.
Well, and that's why you think, well, she's a woman. She should have a boyfriend that she's trying to get to commit. That could be one of her accessories.
I guess I did say that.
Instead of the
she's not trying to. She just doesn't want to waste her time, which is ironic because she's got all the time in the world.
Yeah, Tim, that wouldn't work for her. She's the one woman who doesn't care if you commit or not.
Yeah.
She's just like, whatever, man. As soon as you start getting old, I'm going to ditch you for a young, hot piece of ass.
She's the woman every woman wants to be and every man wants to date.
Yeah.
That she took that title from Marsha Brady.
Like Steve Trevor. That's Chris Pine's role in this movie.
Mm.
You know about Steve Trevor? He's
it's two first names and really dumb.
He's usually her boyfriend. He's the one she would bring to brunch.
Steve Trevor.
Yeah.
Chris when? Pine. who is Chris Pine in the real world?
He's the Star
or in
Trek
a different
guy.
Fake world. Spock?
Yeah. No, Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
The new. He's not.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I know what he looks like.
There, he hosted SNL, and there was like a whole bit.
Oh,
about
I thought
that
was one of the other guys. I thought I was a victim of the bit in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a world.
He was also using Wet Hot American Summer. I thought he was good in that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, in the Netflix series.
Oh, he was the rock singer, and roller. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Sorry, this is Tom. We are way off track.
But yeah.
Chris Pine has nothing to do with Wonder Woman in any way. And here we are talking about
him. He's second build. Second build. Second to a woman, his billing.
Good.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
That's the new America.
You know, there are people legitimately upset by that. They're like, "Yeah, it is the new America."
Yeah.
It's fucking sad, isn't it?
Yeah, the movie should be called Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman's boyfriend.
Not even Steve Trevor, the man who does things, and also maybe there's a lady that he.
Well, I mean, it seems like
is he immortal? Is he a mortal?
Yes, he is a mortal.
Yeah, well then...
It's not going to work out for him, yeah.
Because there's no stakes
for
her.
There's an expiration date on that relationship.
I mean, I guess...
Also, but here's the thing, he's kind of got it made because before she meets Steve Trevor, she's never met another man before.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Tim.
Because she's been on the...
On Themyscira.
So what do they do there? If they're not dating and going to brunch.
Well, they can still go to brunch, but it's a ladies' brunch.
Right.
Oh,
and you mentioned earlier that she's bisexual?
In some comics, she is bisexual. Like, that's kind of canon now.
Is that the case in the movie?
I don't know.
I think that would be pretty risky for a summer blockbuster. Where they're trying to appeal to everybody, right?
Yeah, I think that...
And what I mean by everybody is people who would be offended by such a thing.
I think that And even in the comics, like, I don't think she's really had like a relationship with a woman. I think it's more canon because it's like, oh, there's an island where
talking about this canon she has.
There's an island that is all women. Of course, some of them are going to be in love with each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she'd never met another man before Steve Trevor. So he's got me in the shade. He can be like, oh, there's just guy stuff.
Yeah, but as soon as she sees another guy, she's gonna be like, oh, that guy's better.
I don't know. Have you seen Chris Pine? He is a hunk. He's got some piercing blue eyes, Tim.
Yeah, so do I. You don't see me.
Well, you haven't gotten washed up on Themyscira. If it were you instead of Steve Trevor, she would have been like, hubba hubba. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. A man!
Tom, your eyes actually bugged out of your head.
Yeah, we have to stop it. It hurts. I can't get them back in. Yeah, so that's Steve Trevor.
Well, this all sounds very... Who's the big baddie in this movie? And keep in mind, you haven't seen it. Tom, I was saying, listener, keep in mind, Tom, keep in mind,
yeah,
you're under oath, you have not seen this movie.
From what I've heard, the big bad, there are two. Well, there's Dr. Poison.
No, yeah. That's a thing?
Yeah, Dr. Poison. Tim, she's a doctor who makes poisons. What else are you going to call her?
Hold on.
That's not her given name.
A
she wasn't
lady
born.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on.
That's why.
No, hold on.
She's so bad at being a doctor, Tim. All she makes is poisons.
My thing is, they like women only fight like women bad guys.
No.
Okay.
It's just that she's like, I think, kind of like a little bit more of a red herring bad guy.
Redheaded bad guy.
Redheaded
I get it.
Bad
uh-huh.
guy. The big bad is Ares, the god of war.
Ah,
but
the other god of war.
Yeah, but they're doing, and like Ares is a traditional villain of Wonder Woman's, but he, I believe, in the movie takes on like a human form, and then at the end he's like, oh, well, now we got to fight, so now I got to turn to a monster looking guy.
Hmm. Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. And sometimes,
and this is all part of the DC,
the DCEU.
Universe. That you've loved every film so far.
Yeah. Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, and yeah. Now Wonder Woman.
People really seem to like this. Tom, the,
well,
the hubbub
yeah.
is, or what I call the blub blub. Blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm curious if it's because expectations have been lowered so hard. And that's the thing. They Warner Brothers was getting some flack because they like have not been marketing this movie nearly as hard as they did their other ones, and people, you know, chalked it up to you know, the patriarchy, as you would say. I wouldn't say it, Tim.
Why not?
Because
you don't believe it exists.
The boys in my MRA group would have my head for it. But, and I'm sure that was part of it, but there were also rumors that it was like DC's been burned, or Warner Brothers has been burned so many times now that they're like, we're going to like not completely blow out the
well,
advertising
the
on this one
is,
yet.
The thing is, those movies still make a dick ton of money, right?
Yeah, that's not a phrase, but sure. Yeah, and that's the thing. The other movies made a ton of money.
How much money? What
a dick ton of money. Yeah. But I think those movies would have made money even if they didn't spend so much money advertising them.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody that needs to know about this.
And that's why I never get... And that's why I'm glad that they cast Gal Gadot, because she was basically an unknown. Like, I never get when it's like, and we'll get Ben Affleck to be Batman. You can get anyone off the street to be Batman and people will still go see it.
Yeah, that's why they didn't have like Johnny Depp play Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, not age appropriate. But, I mean, same thing with...
Okay, well, they could have gotten, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
And, like, he would have...
he would have just sunk himself in the role.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I thought, you know, Henry Cavill was a good choice because he was unknown for Superman. And that's why I didn't get when it's like, oh, now you guys seem to be going the other way with, like, we'll get an A-list actor to be Batman.
Yeah. Oh, well. All in all, I give this movie 5 out of 5
Tim, you
stars.
You haven't seen it.
I've seen everything I need to see.
Robin Wright is in it.
Oh.
I believe she plays Hippolyta, the hippo lady.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't know who plays Zeus. I don't know if they're doing the Zeus thing or the Clay thing. Probably the Zeus thing.
Well,
they're
stay
both
tuned,
super
right?
confusing for people to understand.
Yeah.
Like either she didn't have a dad or she did and the dad was Zeus.
I would say.
I believe they're going with the Zeus thing.
I would say forget the dad. Right? A woman sculpted her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a woman and ladies are doing it for themselves. Girls are.
Tim, are you falling asleep?
I am. I'm very, very tired.
Do you have any other Wonder Woman questions for me? I don't think I've ever seen the Linda Carter Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's because you hate women.
No, it's because it was before our time.
No, because no women got naked in it. That's why you didn't see it.
Tim, have you seen that costume? She was pretty close.
All right, and the show.
Was that it? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Boy, time flew. Lasso of Truth, Dumb Robots. Yeah, I guess I went through all my notes here.
Hold on, let me see what I got. So she's not Superman's girlfriend?
Not currently.
Sometimes. So was she ever Batman's girlfriend?
No, but they kind of have. I'm sure it's happened at some point, but they do
have. It's
like
college. Everybody hooks up at some point
in the Justice League.
Right?
Yeah, the Watchtower up there. Yeah. You know, nobody. No, who watches the Watchtower? Nobody. Batman, he watches the Watchtower. He's got cameras everywhere.
Was she ever Superman's wife?
No. And she's only been like Superman's girlfriend in like storylines where Lois has been dead.
But did she kill Lois?
Yeah, every time.
All right.
Yeah.
If you like the show,
you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can check out our Reddit.
A website whose domain we have renewed?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I've been forgetting to ask you this. Sorry.
Hey, yeah. Tim, this is the perfect time to ask me administrative behind the scenes questions. You can check out our Reddit, tcgt.com/reddit.com.
Okay.
I'm getting used to the new nomenclature. Facebook.com/complete guide. Follow us on Twitter @complete guide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @yourpaltim.
And you can support the show through our sponsors and also tcgta.com/amazon, where you can do your normal Amazon shopping. We get a little piece. And tcgta.com/pledge, where you can check out our Patreon and get fun bonuses like Fast Food Friday.
And anyone who does any of that stuff,
yeah,
that Tom just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's really appreciated.
You're the real Wonder Woman or Wonder Boy.
Yes.
We didn't even get to Wonder Girl.
No. Well, I mean, when the Wonder Girl movie comes out, probably weeks from now, after the success of this movie, they'll rush it into production.
Do you think
it'll do well?
Yeah. Apparently, they've like behind the scenes pretty much greenlit Wonder Woman 2 already. Like, they haven't announced it, but they've told the director, Patty Jenkins, like, get on, gay, hey.
I'd like to see this be a good film and a popular film, because I think in this dude-centric kind of superhero movie realm,
yeah,
we need, it's helpful to have representation.
Oh, no, it's awesome that in DC.
And not as a novelty either. Like, this should be like an actual, like, fucking good movie, right? Like,
no, and that's the thing. Like,
use all the same cameras they use on all the other movies.
Yeah, don't be like, oh, we got to use pink cameras.
Yeah, no.
You can use the red cameras.
Yeah. Get all the same sound effects.
Yeah, wham, pow. No, and that's the thing. Like, in the DC universe, you know, the comics and everything. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, that's the Trinity. Those are the three most powerful, like, important characters. So, yeah, it's cool that it's not just like we have to make a... What women characters do we have?
Yeah.
She's a good role model.
I mean, maybe she's the goddess of freaking war.
Yeah, that's a good thing for women to, you know, young girls to look up to.
Go to
maybe
war.
They can grow up and become a god of war themselves. Get a lasso of truth so they can finally get a commitment from their boyfriend, right, Tim? Pig.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.